A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. KSL's unrivaled Alex Geary, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out during all this. Massive news today, Alex, of course, is the NCAA has said they're going to allow small groups of workouts during the summer starting in June, June 1. We heard a little bit of that from Mark Harlan, Scott, when he talked about that. He goes, we're going to get guys together starting June 1, but the whole of the NCAA are going to allow it if the states allow it, if the school allows it.
Yeah, it's certainly a regional thing, but this you know, on how you can do it, huge deal, though, by the NCAA. I just want to point something out really quick because it's happening right now. We just witnessed history that I'm not sure has ever happened, ever. So it's May 20th.
Got it.
2020.
Oh.
Military time, it's 2020.
Yeah.
And as the break, we came back from the break.
We just passed it.
And 20 seconds.
Yes. Wow.
So we have seen monumental history happening on KSL's Unrivaled just now.
But how come? But 5/20 of 2020 and 2020, because like basically every month we're going to have a something 2020.
Well, no, it's May 20th.
I know. What does that have to do with? Oh, okay. So June 20th, we'll be able to have a June 20, 2020. Is that what we just said?
Alex.
Every month we can do this, right?
We can do this every month for this entire year.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So let's keep doing it. I like the tradition, Scott.
Thank you.
I just didn't know if it was like a... Because we missed it on 420, apparently.
I feel like you're mocking me.
No, I realize...
You're mocking me.
I was thinking to myself, okay, 520. But what was 520 about? All right, fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I got it. All right.
There's Scotty a lot Mitchell. Of 20s in there, that's all.
Scott Mitchell, I'm going to ask you a personal hygiene question. How often
do you shower today?
what are you wearing shorts? Okay. No. No. Did you lick your hands more than 100 times during every football game you ever played?
I would say I probably licked my hands multiple times before a play.
Right.
Like it's
and,
just
and like probably right before probably okay I would imagine you were licking your hand in the huddle, you were licking your throwing hand in the as you went to the as you broke the huddle, as you were about to call the cadence, you were the snap count, you were licking your hand right then too. And because quarterbacks lick their hand a ton, baseball players lick their hands every 2 stinking seconds if you watch TV. And now those are deplorable practices, Scott. And that is exactly why when it comes to baseball, the hand licking and the spitting are part of the game, all right? And that's been something that we've known for a long, long, long time.
There's a lot of things we can do without. Like we can do without fans.
Yeah.
We can do without some of these things. And it seems like a trivial thing, Alex. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Seems trivial.
Sure.
Doesn't seem like a big deal. This is a deal breaker. I'm telling you, quarterback percentage, you know, of completion will drop dramatically. You'll see some crazy passes thrown. Moisture is critical to throw a football. Like, and it can't be too much. And that's how you know.
Right.
You learn how to just put the right amount of saliva on your fingers. But I couldn't imagine. I like – I think it would throw everything into this just absolute chaos, and not just in football. I'm telling you, in baseball, the whole idea. I mean, even football. Like, I mean, I would spit in a football game. That's right. Not an uncommon thing
right.
to do.
Baseball is a spitting sport, and so Major League Baseball has said that going forward, if they're going to continue this season, they said that they are going to. They're going to put a directive out that you cannot spit on the field, that you're not going to be licking your hand during the game. Scott, this is like a non-starter for some of these starting pitchers because that's what they do. They have they're wiping their foreheads between all this. They're licking their hands, and you know what? We never thought anything about it. But they are actually telling people not to do it. San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler explained this week, this is going to be, quote, a tremendous challenge for the players and for me personally. What's hilarious about this is we're just talking about spitting in the dugout. Now, if you've ever been to a Major League Baseball game, it used to be that the chewing tobacco was a massive part of the game. Well, there are a handful of people who still do it during the games, but you cannot Major League regulations. You can't do it on the field in view. I mean, you remember who's the Detroit Tigers old manager, the old guy, Jim
Sparky Anderson.
No. Oh yeah, it was Sparky. Jim Leland used to smoke like a chimney in the dugout. You remember this? They used to show these guys in the dugout, and they'd be smoking up a storm in the dugout, and then they couldn't do that. You couldn't be seen chewing tobacco. Fine. But the players still are spitting basically 1,000 pounds of sunflower seeds in the dugout.
There's no way.
The pitchers they have a love affair with their hand during the game. It's absolutely disgusting. These guys, they're saying when you play the game, here's another quote from former Minnesota Twins outfielder Tony Oliva. He said, when you play the game, you have to do something to entertain yourself. Otherwise, your brain goes crazy. You're spitting. You're chewing gum. You're chewing the sunflower seeds. You're licking your hand. You're spitting into your glove. You're moving the glove around. These guys will not be – Scott, in a time when we're trying to tell guys to keep COVID-19 out of the game of baseball, we have a whole group of guys getting together and spitting on stuff.
But you have the fans, too, where the fans – have to, and I guess there are not going to be any fans in the stands, so maybe it doesn't matter. But the fan can.
They're
understand
chewing on peanuts. They're because, chewing on
right,
sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds. Yes. They're keeping themselves like because baseball is boring, right? Let's just face it.
It's absolutely boring.
It's boring for the players, and it's the way to just shut your brain down, and you just get into this mind numbing thing of spitting and chewing seeds and whatever, and it keeps you in the game. And this is not a joke. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. And I know we're making light of it a little bit, but this is a real thing. It's a real thing about you think of an artist, and they kind of lick their thumb and they kind of look at their drawing, you know, their painting or whatever, and they're kind of trying to figure. There's whatever it is, and I don't know what it is. I know what it is in football. It's a physiological thing about grip and moisture. Having the right amount of moisture is critical. And when you're a person that is so finely tuned and so attuned to what you're doing, you not having that or having too much, you're acutely aware of it.
Right.
And when it's not there, it will be an absolute disaster. I'm just curious, how are they gonna take these guys? What are they gonna?
Is
it like a strike?
Could you imagine, every time you spit, it's
an extra strike an out, or we're
think
taking
the,
a runaway?
Think of the umpire.
What do they do?
Think of the umpire. Some guy spits out on the field, the shortstop, and the umpire stands up, takes his mask off at home, points at the shortstop and goes, "Gone." Points at him, "Gone. You're out of here." What for spitting? Look and I know we've been following.
Is that the rule? I mean, is that what?
I have no idea what they're going to do. They just said
they
it's going to be tremendously
shamed?
Difficult.
Maybe they shame him on
they
social
just
media.
Zoom in on the spit on the ground.
Oh, he's not wearing a mask.
Look at him. He's spitting. How dare he? You're not allowed in the stadium. You just spit. Well, look, you and I have been following the Bundesliga very closely. Am I right? And there was a guy. He was at one of the trainers on one of these teams in Germany who they're quarantining these guys intensely. And they quarantined these guys so intensely, and they monitored them so intensely. One of these guys went out from the hotel that they were quarantined in. He went out and bought toothpaste. Someone found out about it. He is booted out of the league for the rest of the season.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
For toothpaste.
Scott, it's Germany. You got to follow all the rules, man.
He should have got strudel.
You and your strudel jokes. Let's take a break. We got news, traffic, and weather here. We'll come back around the corner. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay right here.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.